Well, before I move on, I'm going to turn my mic off mute. Amen. I didn't want him to put that sign up. 6:09, I'm going to try to be done here in about 8 minutes. Amen. I was wanting to share something, sharing my heart tonight, as I share about our work in Mexico. I'll be honest with you, if I just get up here tonight and share statistics and tell you about Mexico City, that's good. But if you don't hear my heart tonight, you're not going to really go away hearing what you should have heard. And I found that in some churches, when we present our work, I just talk about Mexico, and I talk about what we get there, and what percentage we're at, and all these other things. And I sit down, and I think, did they really see my heart tonight? And so my desire, my prayer is that you'll see my heart tonight. And with that said, let's just go to the Lord quickly here. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that carries us through each day. And Lord, I need your grace, your mercy, and your love right now to help me to share my heart with these people. Lord, I can't do this without you. I need you to be able to go before me and to direct my words and direct my steps through what you would have to share tonight. And Lord, we love you, but we most of all thank you for your love. And we ask these things in your holy precious name. Amen. There's a very familiar passage of Scripture. Before I jump into this, I need to introduce my wife, if most of you know her. Rebecca, if you'll stand real quick. This is Rebecca, my wife. You'll wave at everybody, honey. And everybody wave back. Very good. And that's our son Victor with her. That's my better half. Amen. And I appreciate it. Y'all heard her heart, heard her story of how she grew up, so I'm not going to get into all that tonight, but I appreciate her so much and what God has done in her life and bringing her into my life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I'm just going to read a quick verse so you can or you don't have to turn there, but this is actually just one of the same verses that Dr. Ray shared this morning, and it was a kind of a coincidence because it was something on my heart too to share. But we see here in verse 3 of chapter 8, it says, "For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves." I think about this tonight as we go to Mexico, and I think about doing something good. And then I think about the fact that something good is not good enough. And I think about doing something great. And I think about something great is not great enough. And then I start thinking, you know what? Why don't I just quit trying to do something myself and let God do it? And that's called doing the impossible. And we see here these people were not just willing to do what they could do, but they were willing to go beyond their power. Now, how is somebody able to be willing to do something they cannot do? Well, that's where God comes in. And I truly believe that if God does not show up in Mexico City through our ministry and through our lives, if they do not see God in our lives, it will not change their lives. And there will not be a work started. And I tell people all the time, they ask me, "So what are you going to go do in Mexico?" And I joke them a little bit, but I'm really serious. I say, "We're going to do the impossible." They say, "Well, how can you do the impossible? Because after all, the impossible is impossible to do. Because it's impossible." I say, "But God." Matthew chapter 19 says, Jesus saith unto them, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So I'm decided in my mind tonight, as I share just quickly here with you, what God has called us to do there, that it's not of us. It's not that we've come to this plateau and this place in our life that has brought us to where we are now able to go to Mexico. We're going because we're willing. We're going because God wants us to go. Not because we want to go, because some days, I'll be honest with you, I don't want to go to Mexico in my flesh. There's some days probably you don't want to go to work, but it's still God's will. Amen. And I think about that, and I think, God, you're going to have to be the one to keep us on the field. God, I'm going to have to be reminded that you're the one that got us there. You're the one that's going to keep us there. And if I ever get my eyes off of you, God, I'm not going to leave because you told me to unless you want me to.
I leave the truck because I want to, because I'm not looking at you. But I think about that, and I think about doing the will of God, and I thought, you know, it's going to take faith. If we go and we do not have faith in Mexico to do the work in Mexico, we won't please God. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, without faith it is impossible to please Him. And if it's impossible to please God without faith, then I would say that in order to do the will of God is pleasing God, then without faith it's impossible to be in the will of God. Amen? And so it's going to take faith for our family to be able to go down to Mexico and see God do a work, because there again, it's beyond our power. It's something that is so much more than what we can do in our human minds. The Bible says His ways are not our ways, His thoughts are not our thoughts. And that's exactly what it says. We can think all we want, we can add it up on a calculator, and we can come to where we think we should be and figure it all out, and we still do not have the mind of God. Unless we go to the Word of God and we get on our knees and we ask God to do something in our hearts. And I'm just giving you things tonight that God has worked in my life. The place that God has brought me to, the understanding that I have in my own heart and life, that if these things are not to be there, then I'm not going to be able to make it to Mexico City. Spiritually speaking, I think about one of the things we think about is the cry to hear in Mexico City. We think about, you know, Lazarus crying out. And yes, there's people crying out right now for truth and to be reached. But what I'm talking about tonight is the cry from those who have passed on. There's 30 million right now in Mexico City. It's at least 80% Catholic, if not more. At least 80%, and that's being very careful. 30 million people. They're not going to heaven. That's the bottom line. And I think about the cry of those millions that have already passed on. Too late for them. And they're crying out and they're saying, would you go? Lose my loved ones. You say, I don't know if I want to do the will of God if it means going to the mission field. I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know if I want to give up my dreams or what I want to do for the will of God. They're crying out. They're crying out. Would you go reach my loved ones? Would you go reach my children? They're still alive. It's not too late. It's not too late. You say, well, how can you take your family and go to a place that's becoming more and more dangerous? Because God wants us there, because there's a need, because God has directed us to that place. It's not of me. It's not something that I thought up in a nice dream one night. Amen. It was of God. God brought us to this place one step at a time. And He said, you know what? I want you not just to Mexico, but I'm leading you to Mexico City. I'm going to lead you now to work with Pepe Arendi to start out in this national family we're going to get to work with. Brother Gary Ellison, my wife's father, started the work there 5.5 years and turned it over to this national pastor in 2006. And since that time, he's been pastoring there in the work. And we're going to be able to start out with him, and my wife knows the Spanish language, and I'm going to be able to learn it under him and his son, Josue. He's going to teach me, tutor me. And I think about all the wonderful things that God has gone before us to do. God is doing it. And I guess I'd say this tonight. I dare you, church. I dare you, Christian, to prove God. I dare you to watch and see where He's going before you and follow Him. Because there's a lot of opportunities, there's a lot of open doors. But God has a plan for my life, and God has a plan for your life. And maybe we've done something that's to our power, but is it beyond our power? Is what you're doing, sir, ma'am, young person, just to your power? Or is it beyond your power? Is it something that's just good? Great? Or is it impossible to you? Because when it's impossible, there's only one person that can receive the glory. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, you know, I'm doing something good and I'm giving of myself, I'm doing all these things, but is that all God really wants of you? Or is that just to make your conscience feel better? Is God saying to you, as He's saying to me tonight, I want you to go beyond yourself so far that you can't see what the future holds. And it looks a little scary. And you're not sure if what's going to come your way when you get off that airplane and you land in Mexico and you start learning the language and you start going and trying to start a church with these nationals. We don't know what's going to happen. And you say, well, I don't think I want any part of that. Where's your faith, Christian? Where's your faith, Jonathan? God says, I've called you and I'm going to supply and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to do what you need. I'm going to take care of you every step of the way. I'm just sharing my heart with you tonight, folks. Mexico City is, as I said, 30 million people. You'll hear on here a statistic that it's about 20, 25 miles wide by long. It's a lot of people in a little bitty space. And no, we cannot go reach all those people. But God can. And I'm not saying we're going to. But I'm saying that I want to dream big enough to not limit God. I want to do what God wants for my life. And that means, Jonathan, crucify yourself to me daily. And allow, take your cross and follow me. And allow me to do in your life. God's telling me, let me do in your life what you can't see as possible. But let me do it and then I will get the glory. You see, it's not in for me to get glory and it's not for people to applaud for me and my wife. If I'm living for that, that's depressing. But to give God glory and to be able to stand at His feet one day and to hear the words, well done thou, good and faithful servant. And to be able to lay the works that we have done for Him, the crowns at His feet. That's what I live for. People ask me, what is your passion? I have one passion. It's Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ alone. John 9:4, I'm going to share this. And I'm going to show you guys a video. And that will conclude the presentation tonight. But John chapter 4, or chapter 9 verse 4, if you'd like to go there with me. Told pastor beforehand, I said, my mouth is so dry, I have to get me some water. And it is dry again. Amen. John chapter 9, verse 4, just quickly. It says here in chapter 9, verse 4, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. The night is coming. It's still daytime. And my prayer is that not just my family, but people who we come across on deputation will realize that it's still day. And it's not time to give up. It's not time to quit. It's time to go forward. This is not time to say, I give up. This is time to finish well, just as Paul said. Finish well. As you take a look at our video, you're going to see Mexico City and just look at Mexico City, not through the eyes of a good movie or video, but look at it from the eyes of these people who are lost without Christ, and then they need the Savior. And may it break our hearts tonight.
Yeah. This is my city. I live here all my life. I walk down the streets with wonder in my heart. Drugs, pleasure, and religion. But my heart is still empty. Why?
Mexico City is one of the two largest cities in the world. Every day, the population grows by 2,000 people, either newborns or new residents. Mexico City is only 20 miles long by 20 miles wide, with a population of over 30 million people. The Catholic Church dominates all religions in Mexico City because it gives the Mexican people a false hope of gaining God's favor by good works. And it leaves the people empty and confused. God has called our family to Mexico City, Mexico, and we have a passion and a love to reach these lost souls with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Luke 24:47 says, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Our goal is to build up independent fundamental Bible-believing churches by evangelizing the lost, discipling the saved, and training nationals to take over the work.
We are praying about working with a family, the Avondai family. So please pray with us and consider if God would want your church to partner with us to help get a new church started here in Mexico City. Keep the funds in Mexico.